Hello, my name's Tom, and this is an audio walk from Open Country. The walk that I'm sharing with you today is about 6 miles long, and it's right from my doorstep, and I'm really lucky enough to live in quite a rural area, despite only living 6 miles from the centre of Leeds. And the walk that I will be doing with you today will take in lots of lovely woodland, some farmland. We'll also walk along the riverside for a little bit as well. And it's a walk that I've become really familiar with during lockdown. And I suppose it's made me really appreciate my local area a lot more than I did before. So welcome along. I hope you enjoy listening to the sights and sounds of my lockdown walk. I'm starting this walk in my local park, and when lockdown first began and I walked through here, it was rather desolate and eerie, used to the sounds of children playing and the road being busy along the side of it as well, but even that was very quiet. But now the restrictions have started to be lifted a bit more. People are starting to come back and the children are playing again. People are playing tennis, they're on the skate park and having picnics on the grass. So I'll leave you for a moment with the sounds of what is becoming once more a vibrant location. I've just crossed over the road and I've entered a field full of very inquisitive sheep. They're all lying under the trees for a bit of shelter, but as soon as I came into the field, they started to wander over to me. And I suppose that's what, again, is another good thing about standing still and just experiencing your surroundings. Things that would usually run away from you as you're walking through actually come up and make friends with you. The view that I've got from here is absolutely spectacular. I'm looking across the Aire Valley and all I can see is just trees, a beautiful sky, and also the odd dotted building here and there just punctuating the landscape. And also the fields around as well are a beautiful shade of green, and the sounds are just of the sheep bleating and the birds tweeting. I can just hear the echo of a road not too far away, but it seems a far cry from the urban area where I am now. I've moved down out of the field where the sheep were now, and I'm starting to head down into the Aire Valley itself towards a lovely little wood known as Springwood. There's actually an unfamiliar sound of a helicopter above. I haven't heard much activity in the air for a few months now. But I've also found a jackdaw's nest as well, which is directly above me in an old rotting tree with ivy growing up it. So I'll leave you to not only the sounds of the helicopter but also of the jackdaws, as they sound very active at the moment. I've walked under the railway line now that links Leeds with Ilkley, and I've made my way down into the heart of Spring Wood. There's actually, if I keep my voice down, a little roe deer that has just poked its head up above the undergrowth a little distance away from me. I think it's seen me because it stood stock still, but I'm keeping stock still as well, so I don't scare it off. That really is a first. I've been walking these woods, as I say, for the last few months now, and that's the first time I've seen a roe deer. So you're very lucky to be joining me on this occasion. That's amazing, brilliant. Anyway, I can tell you a little bit about the wood around me now. It's a mixture of deciduous woodland and a few pine trees as well, with really tall reaching trunks beyond the canopy of the surrounding oak, sycamore and beech trees that I've also got around me. Also, right next door to me now are a couple of rhododendron bushes with beautiful purple flowers on. And obviously the local youths have been building dens because there's some twigs all piled up around the trees around me. As you may be able to hear in the distance as well, that helicopter continues to circle. I just hope they're not looking for me, or even worse, somebody that is in these woods ready to pounce. Anyway, we better get moving on to our next spot. The area where I am now is reasonably industrial, even though we're still surrounded by trees and fields. But to my left is the water treatment works for the area, and also a land quarry as well, where they get grit for gritting the roads during the winter time. You may be able to hear some of that industry in the background, but after seeing that roe deer, you may think that I'm making this up. This is the most wildlife I think I've ever seen on this walk, and it just so happens to be when I'm recording this audio walk. But I've just seen a stoat now run from one side of the road to the other. And again, something that I've not seen on this route in the last 3 months. But again, today, it must be my lucky day. It's suddenly gone really dark. I'm just making my way down this very wooded path, which has really overgrown over the last few months. When I first started coming down here, it was quite light and airy, but I'm now heading down towards the river. I'm now down on the banks of the River Aire. Now, this is quite a long river. The source of it is near Malham in the Yorkshire Dales, and then it confluences with the River Ouse, and finally with the Humber, and then out to the North Sea. I've just seen a heron fly overhead. My wonderful day for seeing wildlife is continuing. The last time I was down here, actually, I actually saw a kingfisher flashing that bolt of blue past me. I'm hoping, with my luck of wildlife today, I might see another one. I'll just have to keep my fingers crossed. Now reached my crossing point over the river, which is going to take me up to the Leeds Liverpool Canal towpath. The bridge that I'm crossing is known locally as Squeaky Bridge, and hopefully I'll be able to give you a demonstration of that through the powers of sound, and I'll look out for kingfishers as I go. The rushing water that you can hear here is Dobson Locks on the Leeds-Liverpool Canal. There are actually three locks here, and it's quite high up, so it gives you a really good vantage point, again, over the Aire Valley, looking towards the old mills that dot the valley that obviously were once evidence of thriving industry in the area, but most of them are now converted into luxury apartments. I've left the canal towpath now, and I'm actually back on the riverside path, and it's just started to rain. You might just be able to hear that pitter-patter through the leaves in this location. It's probably a good job then that in a moment I'll be turning back into some more woodland and heading back up the hill towards home. I've now made it halfway back up the hill, and I'm visiting one of my favourite discoveries of lockdown. I've lived within 30 minutes walk of this location all my life, but never knew it existed. It's actually a huge folly built out of stone. It's got three pillared archways and a huge domed ceiling as well. And it's covered in ivy and tree growth. So unless you actually knew it was here, you'd just not even stumble across it. All you have to do is just walk over a little hump of earth over a decaying fence, and you enter into this lovely woodland, and it's just built up against one of the walls. And apparently this is the grounds of an old mansion house that has since been demolished. And the story goes that the two neighbours, the person that lived at this estate and the one next door couldn't stand each other. So they built walls and follies to block each other out and stop each other from seeing each other. And there's a little ginnel that goes down through the two estates that's been since nicknamed the Spite and Malice Ginnel, just because of the two feuding neighbours. You might notice now that my voice is echoing a bit because I'm now inside the folly. It's absolutely incredible structure. The domed ceiling is made of brick and it's actually clad all in brick on the inside, but on the outside it's good old Yorkshire stone. And the first time I came here, it was a really nice warm sunny day. And I suddenly heard this echoing buzzing sound and I thought, oh blimey, what's that? And I actually noticed that there was a bee's nest in one of the pillars, lots of bumblebees coming in and out, but because now it's started to rain, they're not as active as they were. But without disturbing them, I'll try and get as close as I can so you can hear some of the sounds, but I'm not promising anything because, as I say, they're not as active as they have been in the past. No, I think they're sheltering deep within the hole, which, to be honest, I don't blame them when the weather's like this. Well, I'm nearing the end of my walk now. It's been absolutely wonderful just to get out and experience this wonderful landscape. And despite the rain that's just kicked in, I've really, really enjoyed it. And I wouldn't have changed it for the world. I've seen some fantastic sights from the road here to the stoat crossing the road. And just as I've been walking up from the river, I saw a little gold crest in the trees as well. For the people that know me, you'll know that I'm a photographer, and so much of my life has been dedicated to looking at different things. But doing this audio walk has just made me appreciate the sounds as well, and just standing still in a location, just listening to what's going on. I really hope you've enjoyed joining me on this audio walk as much as I've enjoyed recording it. It's been lovely to have you along as I've described the sights and you've heard the sounds of what I've been calling my little bit of lockdown paradise. Thank you for listening.